This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. Its domestic security services said the American was taken into custody Friday in Moscow and that a criminal case had been opened against him. The American's identity has not been revealed, nor the exact nature of that crime. Also in the news, there is no talk of a solution to the partial U.S. government shutdown now in its 10th day. We get the story from AP's Ed Donahue.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway says President Trump isn't reaching out to Democrats. He's waiting for them to reach out to him.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
Conway was on Fox News Sunday. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester says the president got approval already for billions in border security and has spent little of it.
Yet he needs more, yet there's no plan to go how the money is going to be spent.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Tester said the president said Mexico would pay for the wall, and to use the American taxpayer like an ATM machine is not the right way to go. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal has criticized President Trump. Former commander of U.S. troops in Afghanistan told ABC's This Week he takes issue with Mr. Trump's decision to remove about half of U.S. forces from Afghanistan.
I was worried about the confidence of the Afghan people, because at the end of the day, that's what determines who wins in Afghanistan. And I think we probably rocked them. We rocked them in their belief that we are allies that can be counted on.
The general also was highly critical of the president's personal character. This is not the first time McChrystal has slammed a sitting president. He was forced to resign in 2010 when he criticized the Obama administration. This is VOA News. Russian and Turkish foreign and defense ministers have been meeting in Moscow where they discuss northern Syria. This comes as the U.S. military prepares to withdraw troops from Syria. We get more from AP's Zaria Shackley.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that much of the discussion focused on the pending U.S. withdrawal and that Russia and Turkey managed to agree on coordinating their steps in Syria to ultimately eradicate the terrorist threat. The Syrian military said it has entered the Kurdish stronghold of Manbij as part of an apparent agreement between the two sides. The Kurds are looking for new allies to protect against a threatened Turkish offensive as U.S. forces prepare to leave. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Election officials in Bangladesh say an alliance led by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina won a huge majority in Sunday's election, clearing the way for her to serve a third straight term. Violence between the ruling and opposition parties, which marred the election campaigns, carried into election day. 13 people were killed in clashes between opposing party supporters. Millions of citizens in the Democratic Republic of Congo voted in a contentious, chaotic national election Sunday that had been repeatedly delayed and marred with glitches and allegations. Voting day was marred also with chaos, confusion, and anger. Millions of people among the voter roll of 40 million participated. This poll marks the nation's first opportunity as a peaceful transfer of power in almost 60 years as an independent country. Electoral authorities in Afghanistan have delayed by 3 months next year's presidential election, now being held on July 20th. The unity government of incumbent President Ashraf Ghani, who intends to seek a second five-year term, has welcomed the delay, though it had previously insisted the polls should be held on time. The postponement announcement came as officials are struggling to tally votes that were cast in October's parliamentary elections. There is a low threat level and a massive police presence planned for New York City's New Year's Eve celebration later today. Here's AP's Ron Levinson.
New York police say there are no credible threats to the city's annual New Year's Eve celebration. Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have access to 1,225 cameras to watch over the crowd, plus, for the first time, an NYPD drone. And the FBI is bringing counter-drone technology.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
Miller was understandably sparing with the details about how that works. The city is expected to draw more than 1 million people to Times Square for Monday's midnight ball drop. Warren Levinson, New York.
And get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.